Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, no Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, huh, Dean?
No, though, despite all the rumors that were going around last week that it might happen. TMZ is reporting that they offered it to her. She turned it down. Supposedly, she wants to continue to work on re-recording all of her albums, which is something that she is doing right now. But I think they did confirm an artist of equal stature. Rihanna, one of the biggest artists in the world, definitely confirmed now to do the Super Bowl halftime show. And that is going to be in Glendale, Arizona on February the 12th. Be ready for that, as I do. I don't really watch the game or the commercials. I'm not interested in the commercials anymore. But I do love the halftime show.
A lot of people do. James Earl Jones has been the voice of Darth Vader. And why is he stopping this?
Oh, you know, you get to be 91 years old and you get kind of lazy, I guess. he just wants to slow down, I think, a little bit. He literally is 91 years old. He's been doing the voice of Darth Vader since the Star Wars franchise began. Back in the late 70s, so he's been doing it for quite a while now. But what he is going to do is they're going to take recordings of his voice and, you know, do their special effects magic on it, AI technology, you know, artificial intelligence technology, and try to repurpose as much of his voice as they possibly can.
Yeah, why not?
Through the years, because it's so... you know, so absolutely iconic. I think it's amazing that they're even able to do that. Even Mel Blanc, you know, when he stopped doing all the Warner Brothers cartoon voices, they moved on to somebody else. Now, it was his son.
Well, they didn't have the technology then.
Right. I suppose so. But, you know, so James Earl Jones coming in and actually doing the voices as he did for the Star Wars series, Obi-Wan Kenobi. That officially is going to be ending.
I was reading about Louise Fletcher, and I guess most people remember her as Nurse Ratched, right?
Nurse Ratched from the 1975 movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. One of the greatest films of all time, in my opinion. It won 5 Academy Awards. Best Actor for Jack Nicholson, Best Picture that year, Best Director. Louise Fletcher won for Best Supporting Actress, and all these years later, you know, when they put together lists of best best motion picture villains or bad guys, Nurse Ratched would always wind up on the list for her evil and, you know, stone cold performance that she put in. In her acceptance speech for her Academy Award, she said that, you know, she loved being hated by so many people from that performance. And famously, during her Academy Award acceptance speech, did part of it in American Sign Language. Both of her parents were deaf. And I think that was the first time that that had ever been done on a major award show like that. So she died over the weekend. Natural causes, says a family friend. She was 88 years old, and she lived in some beautiful countryside in France. So
nice
life.
Dean, who went to see what on the weekend at the theaters?
The number one movie of the weekend was I guess you might say a drama. It's kind of drama, kind of comedic. It is a much-talked-about movie. Don't Worry, Darling was the number one movie, taking in $19 million for its opening weekend. A lot of people are thinking that all the Harry Styles fans were, you know, rushing to the theater to get a glimpse of their boy up on the big screen. It pretty much was universally panned. It did not get good reviews. But that didn't stop people from going to see it.
And it was a big weekend for Elton John in Washington, D.C., wasn't it?
Elton's continuing his farewell tour that will wind up in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium in a couple of weeks. But this past weekend, he was in the Washington, D.C. area and did a couple of concerts there. He also had a scheduled stop at the White House for a taping of a television special there. And they brought him up on the stage with the president and first lady, and he was surprised at what happened.
It's my great honor, and I mean this sincerely, to present the National Humanities Medal to Sir Elton John.
I just said to the First Lady, I'm never flabbergasted, but I'm flabbergasted and humbled and honored by this incredible award from the United States of America. I will treasure this so much, and it will make me double my efforts to make sure this disease goes away. Your kindness, America's kindness to me as a musician, is second to none. But in the war against AIDS and HIV, it's even bigger. And I can't thank you enough. I'm really emotional about this. Thank you.
Yeah, so he was he did a performance, sang, I don't know, 6-8 songs, something like that. But was really surprised when he got on stage. He apparently didn't know that this was going to happen. And was very emotional. Mm-hmm. Both the president and first lady was there. Former first lady Laura Bush was also on hand, along with her daughter Jenna Bush, was there with her kids representing former President George W. Bush, who Elton John has often credited with helping in the fight against AIDS and HIV, something that Elton was referring to in his thank you remarks there. His AIDS Foundation has raised over $600 million in the fight against HIV and AIDS. So, you know, still very, very important, still very important cause. The Chicago AIDS Run and Walk is going to be this coming Sunday morning just outside of Soldier Field. I'll be hosting the opening ceremonies, as I have for decades, since really they pretty much began all of this. You can get info at AIDSRunWalk.org if you want to join us at the walk this Sunday.
Elton John certainly did sound flabbergasted, that's for sure.
We should use the word flabbergasted. Everybody try to use the word flabbergasted.
At least once today.
Sometime today.
Can't wait to see The Crown. And boy, that's going to be big when they come back.
Yeah, the ratings have been through the roof since Queen Elizabeth passed away. I'm sure they'll be even more so when new episodes begin. They announced that will begin now on November the 9th. We don't have to wait that long. November the 9th, with the new Queen Elizabeth taking over. Actress Imelda Staunton will take over the role. First, it was Claire Foy in the role for the first two seasons. And then Olivia Colman took over the role, and now it's going to be Imelda Staunton. The new season is expected to cover the 1990s, the era in which Prince Charles and Princess Diana's marriage fell apart. So should be interesting, these new episodes.
And they're going to do like one more season or two more? Have they announced it yet?
I've heard two, but I don't think it's ever been officially confirmed by the production companies of how much more they're going to, you know, go with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to tell the complete story. So, you know, however long they think that's going to take, it sounds like it could be a couple of more seasons to me.
I've been disappointed because I keep flipping back to BBC World News, and they're done pretty much with the coverage of the royal family. So, you know, I don't know where to get my documentaries
royal,
now.
Your royal news now? Really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
I became completely obsessed with everything royal when that was going on, and the historic documentaries.
You mean the during the funeral coverage
mm-hmm.
of it all? Yeah, I have to say, I would turn it on as much as I possibly could. And, you know, just learning about, you know, different traditions and different things that were going on. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wasn't really that interested in, You know, how is Prince William going to interact with his brother, Prince Harry? You know, some of the cheesy details of
the
family
was,
drama.
Was fascinating.
I was actually interested in, like, you know, the tradition, because we haven't seen an ascendancy like this,
right?
Since she took the throne 70 years ago.
And I enjoyed your show here on the radio yesterday in the morning. You and Shwani with a British accent, so I guess that explains why.
Yeah, we're trying to we're trying to roil it up a little bit on Sunday morning, class the joint up a little bit.
Well, we need that. Have a good day, Dean. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.